Men. We've heard from a lot of them this summer. Single men, married men, men who are extra small, men who are extra large.
Men who don't eat meat, and men who love their cars.
Men who juggle work and family to a degree their forefathers never did.
Well, today, our series on men comes to an end. But not before we address something that concerned many of you, whether you emailed us, tweeted, or posted a comment in an online discussion.
It's this question. What does it mean to act like a gentleman these days, especially on a date?
It's an aspect of modern life many of you characterized as confusing. If men and women aspire to operate as equals, does a man still pay the bill? Should he open a door? Pull out the chair? We asked NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji to investigate.
Be a gentleman.
That old-timey voice is from a 1967 U.S. Navy instructional video called How to Succeed with Brunettes.
How about starting by being on time? Make it easy for her to slip into her coat. Yes, doors do offer an excellent chance to make a good impression. It's a way to show your respect for ladies.
I can open my own door. I don't see the point of opening up the door. Most of these doors are automatic anyways.
Now, that voice belongs to 18-year-old Chiamaka Njoku. She's a college freshman taking an etiquette class with other students at a restaurant in Los Angeles. They're all in college or college-bound and brushing up on how to behave during meals with prospective employers. It's taught by Rachel Isgar of Please Pass the Manners. She graciously let me interrupt for this story, and Chinonso Anokwute was quick to express his frustration.
It's the opening the door thing. It's like, you're either getting an attitude with me, or like, I open it and you don't say thank you. It's like, I'm not opening this for no reason. I'm trying to be nice here.
Anna Putisata Yakul likes the old dating rituals, opening doors, pulling out chairs, and...
I know a lot of guys don't like to carry girls' purses because they think it's too feminine, but I really appreciate when a guy will carry it for me.
Now remember Chiamaka Njoku, she's not into doors being opened for her, but...
If a man wants to pay for the whole meal, I will not stop him.
Chris Polk II says all the different expectations and requests keep things interesting.
You gotta do research in order to be a gentleman with certain people. You have to ask, so what do you like? I like it when so-and-so does it. Sometimes girls will drop hints, I like this. Don't do that because it bothers me. So
if you're not good at picking up on cues like that, there are classes that may help. Deborah King founded the Final Touch Finishing School and has one coming up at the end of November in Dallas, Texas. It's called The Power of Being a Gentleman.
We actually have to close the conversation down about who should open the door because it can drag out because there's such confusion about it.
She says on a date, unless the woman says otherwise, the gentleman opens the door and he offers to pay, suggests good options on the dinner menu, asks his date what she'd like to eat, and then places her order. King says she's been getting more requests from young people eager to bring back this kind of old-fashioned civility.
I am so excited. I think there has never been a better time in history to model being a lady and a gentleman.
Stephen Petro, a.k.a. Mr. Manners, says the definitions for lady and gentleman are outdated.
In the gay community, you didn't have that tradition to fall back on. And you can't say, well, it's this man or that man, or it's this woman or that woman.
Petro has a website dedicated to gay and lesbian etiquette and writes the civilities column for the Washington Post. And he says same-sex dating rules can help opposite-sex daters make sense of the confusion that accompanies changing gender roles.
Everyone listen up. The one who gets to the door first, please open the door for yourself and the person who's behind you.
He says take a cue from same-sex daters on paying, too. If you invite, you pay the bill. And Petro adds, if gestures like pulling out chairs and helping with coats are done with the right intentions, there's no harm in trying.
Respect, kindness, and civility. Guys, ask yourself, does it fit into one of those three? And if it does, then you're cool.
Consideration for others. Kindness. This is being a gentleman.
See, there are a couple of things that haven't changed since 1967. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.
Enjoy, but be in good taste. Show respect.
Stephen Petro answers more questions about manly manners on Reddit. To find the discussion, head to @NPRATC on Twitter or to ATC's Facebook page.